Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Going to take a look at winter getaways, spring vacations, and other air travel with our guest, Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. He has been with us a number of times to talk about what he does, but also to give you advice on your air travel. And he's back once again to do that today. You can join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show. And Rick Cini, thanks for taking time to be with us.
Well, great for having me today. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it very much. Let's talk about trends first. What trends did you see in air travel perhaps in 2011, and what are you forecasting for 2012?
Yeah, you know, it was a really strange year in 2011 for air travel. We saw domestically 22 attempted airfare hikes. After the previous year, we only had 3 attempted airfare hikes. That can only mean one thing for consumers, higher ticket prices. Although only 9 of those hikes were successful, that just means airlines are trying to push through fuel costs. And the airlines the last couple of years before 2011 had averaged fuel prices sort of in the low 80s, and that price average went up to the mid to high 80s last year. And this year it's closer to 100 so far this year. So certainly that's driving some pressure on the airlines, because fuel costs is one of their biggest expenses. Well, it's actually the biggest expense now. So certainly they're trying to pass through those costs. What we really saw was the final death of having an empty middle seat. In 2011, there are no more empty middle seats. Airlines are cutting back capacity. The new business model for airlines is I got to fill up empty middle seats. The good news for consumers, that means flying won't only be for the rich, because they're filling up those empty middle seats with people that have a lot thinner wallets than they had 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Well, so... But we're going to still expect higher prices, probably.
Yeah, we saw 2 airfare hikes already attempted this year. One of them was successful. I think airlines were going to continue to try to push up prices as much as they can. Consumers will push back. When an airline attempts to hike fares, they're basically testing 2 markets. They're testing their competitors to see what kind of appetite they have, and they're testing consumers to see if they'll continue to book. Last year, terrible economic headlines in Q3 and Q4. Demand was still good for air travel. So when it's all said and done right now, we have decent demand for air travel. Fuel prices are up. Airlines are cutting back seats. That's sort of a triple whammy for higher prices, and I think we'll see some higher prices. But as long as you shop a little bit early, have a little bit of flexibility, you'll still be able to find a deal.
Tell us how your business, FareCompare.com, fits in all this.
Yeah, so what we do is we're one of the handful of companies in the world that gets the raw airfare data from over 500 airlines. We sit on what's similar to the stock exchange for air travel, and we process this airfare data. So we price every route in the world, every day, every hour on the hour, and we know what's about to happen in the marketplace, and we also keep up to 10 years of history of this information. So we can give you context on what you should pay, and we're also monitoring a variety of things on and when you should pay and when you should buy. And really what we're trying to do is provide magical advice nuggets to folks on when to buy and how to buy, not just on price, because we can all go and get a quote anywhere. You can
sure.
go to dozens of sites. It's really about, is it a good price? Should I pull the trigger now? And that's what we've been working on. We got a bunch of eggheads running around trying to figure out exactly when to do that for every route in the world. And that's what we do here all day in and day out. And I get to see millions of airfare changes each day. So hopefully I have some good insight I can share with the listeners today.
And you're not connected, affiliated with a particular airline?
No, we actually, our business model is all advertising based. The site's entirely free, so you can come and sign up for alerts. Everything's free on the site, and then our advertisers end up paying for us if you end up looking at an ad or end up buying a ticket on a certain site. We don't have any particular site that we prefer over another.
Jim in Madison has a question for you, so let's go there. Hi, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you. I have 3 people looking to go to Prague, originating from Chicago in late March.
Late March is perfect. So let me give you a couple tips on flying to Europe this year. First of all, the average fuel surcharge, transatlantic fuel surcharge right now, is $440 round trip. The average tax to Europe is around $140. The worst taxes are to London right now at $196 round trip. The cheapest are to places like Dublin and Spain at $76 round trip. So before you start on your trip, before they even charge for airfare, you're looking at $500 to $700 already baked in
wow.
your cost. So when you see tickets for $700, $800, $900, which we did see a few of them this wintertime, that means the airfare was $50 each way. In the case of Prague, anytime you're flying to Europe, the prices jump dramatically the last week in March and the last week in May. So if you can do your trip right on the edge of that last week in March, you can usually save yourself a couple hundred bucks. And if you fly, before the end of May, you can also save yourself before they hit summertime rates. If you buy your tickets Monday through Thursday, typically that's on departure days and return days, you'll save yourself $80 round trip because they have what's called midweek and weekend pricing. So they charge a premium if you want to leave on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if you want to leave Monday through Thursday, they actually give you a discount there. So that'll help you out there. If you're looking for that time frame, you should, out of Chicago, be able to get into Prague on a one-stop flight somewhere right at around $950 right now. And if you're paying more than that, it's a little bit too much right now. But you need to be shopping pretty closely right now.
Okay, and you said that the last week of March is when they jump?
Yeah, the last week of March. So you need to be buying that ticket no later than mid-February.
Okay.
And you should be looking at a price point between $950 and $1,000. You might even find a $900 one. There's been some really big sales right now to Europe where the airfare prices are only $75 to $100 each way. We saw American, Delta, also United, which is now Continental as well, with some big European airfare sales. Demand is down a little bit. The euro is actually down. It's really good to travel to Europe right now. Everything costs over there a lot less than it did a year ago. It's the only place where it's not really dropping is in the UK, where the pound is actually a little bit higher.
Sure.
But the problem is they're having people that used to come into the U.S. trouble with the European economy. They're not getting those folks to come here, so they're having to discount a little bit. So it's a perfect time to shop right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good. Appreciate
it. Yep. Thanks a lot for calling, Jim. Cornelia, we go to you next in Marshfield. Hi.
Hi. I want to fly to Barcelona at the end of May, and I can fly out of Minneapolis or Milwaukee, and I was just listening to you about the last week of May, so I need to be there the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and I want to stay 2 weeks. So I have some flexibility, though. Should I go up to earlier in May? I cannot find anything for under $1,300,
okay,
which is too much.
I'll take a look right now. No, right now, that May break point happens at about May 22nd. So if your departure May 22nd, the price jumps by about $150 to $200. Out of Minneapolis right now, the price points are in the low $1,300 range. There was a sale about 3 weeks ago where that same ticket was about $1,100.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah, and so out of Chicago, it's about $150 cheaper. I know that's probably not as close for you.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, and so even right now, I mean, the entire month of May, let me take a look and see.
So what if I left on the, let's see, you said Thursday. So if I went May 10th and returned May 24th, that's still would be expensive because
it's
of the
still
20-
yeah, and they'll about $1,200 range. Here's the thing that I might do.
Yeah,
there's some nonstops out of New York right now for that time frame.
Okay,
that are averaging about $900 round trip.
Okay.
Now, if you can usually fly out of Minneapolis into New York at that time frame. You sort of split your ticket on a low cost airline, or even split your ticket price where you can get a cheaper ticket in there, maybe a $200 ticket, and then $900 from New York there, and maybe spend a night in New York. So you might be able to break up your trip and save yourself a couple $100 and you may end up spending that night. If you spend the night in New York, you may spend that couple hundred anyway. But if you've got a family of four, it's worth it.
Okay, now, so and how soon do you think I need to buy this ticket?
Yeah, for this May trip, you need to buy your ticket no later than mid-March. So
mid-March.
You have basically 4 or 5 weeks here to really look and do some shopping. They started dropping some prices for May and early January, so you're in good shape. Typically, you want to start shopping for international travel, especially transatlantic, about 5 months before departure. That's when they start to drop some of the cheaper seats in.
Right. Okay, one more question. Aside from the New York option, I mean, do you think I should hope that there's any chance this would go under $1,300?
Let's put it this way. If I was sitting in your seat right now, I'd be waiting because I don't think it's going to go much higher than $1,300.
Oh,
it's more
right.
likely to come lower than $1,300.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks a lot for calling. And Julie in Appleton, we turn to you next. Hi, Julie.
Hi. I am really happy to hear you on the air today and get my call in. I listen to your show all the time, and I always wish, I wish I had somewhere to travel.
Well, maybe now you do.
Now I do, and unfortunately it's for a memorial service to L.A., and I have family in Chicago, and so Chicago is an option. I'd like to travel with my mom and sister, and we're trying to see what the best flights are for us. Leaving the 10th and coming back on the 13th of February.
Yeah.
But I did hear you saying about the Monday through Thursday travel being better, and it's the cost of a hotel that Thursday night wouldn't be more than the travel that we'd save leaving Thursday.
Sure.
That would be an option.
Yeah, so remember, Monday through Thursday is on international routes, right? So.
Oh, that's international.
Right,
okay.
So for domestic, the cheapest days of travel are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And so right now, I'm seeing all sorts of prices out of Chicago to L.A., well under $200 round trip, including all taxes and fees. That's a pretty good deal out of Chicago.
Yeah, and we can do O'Hare or Midway, and Long Beach is where my uncle lives, but LAX is certainly...
Yeah, LAX is running about $40 cheaper than Long Beach. There's hardly any traffic into Long Beach from the Chicago airport. You'd have to connect. I'd much rather you take a nonstop for, 180 round trip all in. So,
yeah.
First of all, I would hop on the computer right now. You need to buy that ticket today.
Okay.
Because what happens in 2 days, the rates are going to go up dramatically. They're going to start treating you like a business traveler.
All right.
So especially if you're going to leave on the 8th or 9th or the 10th, so February.
So you think I can get that flight leaving on a Friday as well?
No, I'm seeing 3 and 4 day trips leaving on February the 10th for $180 round trip, including all taxes. So you should have no problem getting under $200 round trip.
Great. And then what would be the best, it's fair compare?
Yeah, just come to our site, type in the dates into our search box, and then we'll take you to one of our travel partners, or you can go to one of the many airlines we support as well. United, Delta are included in there. So you can just shop on the dates you want. And I'm looking at prices all during the month of February. The only price point that jumps up above 200 is President's Day weekend, which is the weekend of the 18th.
Okay, and one last question. I know they have that adding hotel or adding car and save more. Is that the way to go?
Sure, you can check out the package tabs on our site, too, if you look at packages as well. It depends. I mean, when you have airfare so cheap, under $200 round trip, typically air and hotel separate are just as good as the package. But typically, I recommend people look at packages, especially if they're late, inside of 7 days before departure, because typically they have negotiated rates that are cheaper than air travel. But I would check them all. It depends on your hotel. Each hotel is different, and certainly all the major online travel agency sites, Expedia, Travelocity, Orbitz, and Priceline, have really good packaged rates as well. So I would check them both.
All right. There you go. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate your call. Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com, our guest. I'm Larry Mueller, Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you with us as we talk air travel today with Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. Call in at 1-800-642-1234, email at talk@WPR.org, or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. An email from Reagan in Madison, wondering some general tips on air travel within Europe, good deals. They're moving next month to Europe, most likely do some traveling, mostly by train, but they've heard of cheap airlines when flying between countries. Don't know what airlines these are, though, and when it's better to go by air than by rail.
Well, the good news is I have lots of relatives in Europe. My wife is half Austrian, so I'm an expert in sort of the European. In fact, all the locals in Europe, they don't take trains anymore. They fly on low-cost airlines. So the biggest low-cost airline in Europe is an airline called Ryanair. There's also a large one that's sort of the southwest of Europe called EasyJet. And if you're further over into the eastern side of Europe, you have Air Berlin, which services Germany and Austria and a couple others. So those are the three sites. There's a site that you can always check for intra-European travel. One of the best sites out there is called skyscanner.net. And they monitor all the low-cost airlines in Europe. So if you go to skyscanner.net, type in a couple different cities, and it'll show you all the different low-cost airlines, and that's what I'd recommend that they do. The bottom line is that, you know, the natives, you know, are flying by air. Some of these tickets are £10 or €15. You have to be careful, though, because they're these ultra-low-cost airlines, sort of like Spirit Airlines here in the U.S. So if you have lots of baggage, they charge by the kilo, and you can quickly raise that €15 fare to a €400 fare if you're not a light packer.
Ouch. Okay. We have an email from Nan, a question about traveling to Rome. We're going to Rome for an event which will take place on May 21st. Traveling with relatives from Indianapolis, the five of us will want to go about the 17th of May, return about the 24th. Could leave from either Chicago or Indianapolis.
Yeah, perfect timing, actually, because summertime rates kick in the last week in May. So you're right before that last week in May, so you're not going to hit the full peak summer rates, which typically from sort of the mid-north Midwest are around $1,200 to $1,300 round trip. You should be able to find that ticket around $1,100 round trip. Right now, the big problem, again, is fuel surcharges and taxes. I mean, you're looking at, $600 or $700 before you pay for airfare. Airfare at $200 each way, now your ticket's, over $1,000. So it's going to be expensive this year. There's lots of stuff. I would avoid Europe at all costs the last 2 weeks in July and early August with the Olympics going there.
Oh.
So, I'm actually heading out to Europe this afternoon. What we'll be doing, in Europe right now, the ticket prices aren't coming down much. I expected them to come down a little more. We saw some great sales the first 2 weeks of the year. There's a little lull right here. I expect some more sales in the next couple weeks. So I wouldn't buy right away, but I would start shopping now, and for that trip, I would buy no later than sort of early March.
Got an email from Mark who could use some help finding the best airline airfare for his daughter, who's going to be traveling to Portland, Oregon, for her spring break. Starts March 9th, needs to return no later than the 17th of March, able to depart from either Madison or Milwaukee.
So,
and
Madison's,
she's flexible on the departure date.
Sure. Madison's going to be a little bit more expensive in general than Milwaukee, typically about $30 to $40 each way domestically for the convenience of sort of flying closer from home if Milwaukee's not as close to you. That time frame is perfect. You have to understand the airlines know everybody spring break weekend.
Yeah.
So they've been studying this for 20 years. They typically raise the prices. So here's sort of the formula I use. If you want to leave that Saturday of spring break, it's about 50% more than normal. Sunday is 50%. Monday, it's about 30%. And then Tuesday, it starts to be about 10% of normal. So depending on what day you want to leave during that week, the later you leave, which cuts your trip a little bit shorter. If you come back on a Saturday, it's typically about 20% cheaper. So the bottom line is they know exactly, when people are going to leave. Now, Portland isn't as big of a destination that I would worry about. It would be the warm weather destinations where you see the big increases in prices. So they should be able to get a decent price. Right now, when you're looking at flying sort of from the middle of the country to the West Coast, the average ticket price right now, if you buy, for example, on a Tuesday or Wednesday and you're leaving on those days, is around $240 round trip, including all taxes.
There you go. Arlene and Madison, it's your turn. Thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. Well, I have to plan a trip to China for June. Promised my oldest grandson that his graduation trip would be to China if he kept up his Chinese, which he has done for 4 years. And so now I am looking at about June 13th, 14th in there for departure, returning about July 2nd. And either way, into Hong Kong, out of Beijing, or the reverse.
Or the reverse, yeah. So a couple things. You know, the Trans-Pacific market, especially into China, is a business travel market for the most part. Not as many leisure travelers fly. Now, summertime, we do see some more leisure travel, and those tickets tend to average between $1,300 and $1,600 round trip. We've seen some for travel in the spring around $1,000 to $1,100. Certainly, if you leave out of Minneapolis or Chicago, you're going to save yourself anywhere from $100 to $150. Some of the airlines have cut back some of their long-haul flights into China as over the last couple of years, so there's not as many seats as were out there. So it's a pretty expensive ticket. The cheapest tickets are actually from the West Coast. And every time I fly, you know, to Asia or Southeast Asia, I always like to stop on the West Coast for the afternoon and or even for an evening, because the cheapest prices to the West Coast service that Asian market, which San Francisco has a pretty big Asian market, so does Los Angeles.
Right. And I used to go to Thailand about three times a year, so...
And that's where you'll find some really cheap prices is out of those locations.
Well, I have enough miles on Southwest for two tickets, so
that's what I would do. That's exactly what I did. I did the same thing last year. I flew on Southwest to the West Coast, and then I took I forget which it was, Asiana or one of the other carriers from there. So it ended up saving my entire family about $400 each. So
wow.
So, you know, you can do – that's what I would do, because that's where the real good prices are. But if you want the convenience of flying out of Chicago or Minneapolis, look for that sort of $1,300 range to $1,400 range.
Okay. I have a question about your website.
Sure.
Now, I wanted – you know, I was looking at going into one and out of another, having an open jaw. And you've got round-trip or one-way choices. How do I do...
Yeah, we don't have multi-city on our site. It's an option that we're going to be adding in the future. But the multi-city options are usually in the advanced sections of the airline sites, or if you look at the major online travel agencies, Expedia, Orbitz, Travelocity, Priceline, look under a little tab that says advanced, and it'll allow you to punch in some multi-city
combinations. Right, yeah, I've done that on those, but I just, you know...
I'm glad you're looking on our site. And so it's an area that we're aiming to fix, and multi-city, as well as we're about to launch coverage of worldwide fares as well. So for people outside the U.S., Fare Compare will have some of those in Q2, where we'll actually have the entire world, not just everything touching the United States.
Hmm. Well, great. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. And Josh in La Crosse, it's your turn. Hi, Josh.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So the thing that I'm wondering is, my family and I like to travel, but we really don't care where we go or when we go. And all I want to know is that I'm getting like a historically low price for sure. Anywhere that it might be.
Well,
I'd really like to set up like alerts to say, wow, New Orleans from Minneapolis is looking really good right now.
Yeah,
and I can say, hey, that sounds great. I'll do that.
Yeah, so
there's
a couple different things. If you go to farecompare.com/dealfinder, it'll automatically take you to a section out of your city, and it'll show you all the cheapest price. You can also go to farecompare.com/maps, and we have a map of the world from your departure city with all the different price points, and you can start to filter out and say, I don't want to spend over $250, and it'll show you anywhere in the world you can go for under $250 or under $179. We also have airfare history that's going to be rolling out over the next two or three months that'll show you the last 10 years and historically all the cheap prices. So if you sign up for alerts, you can pick as many cities as you want to get alerts, and we'll send you whenever the price drops as well. So,
and I don't have to choose dates or locations?
No, you can leave it completely open-ended, and you can say, you know, I'm interested in going to Florida or beaches or a variety of other places, and we'll send you alerts. In fact, I think my account on Fare Compare has over 5,000 city pairs I signed up for. So I get emails, you know, all day long, because I'm trying to – I like to know what's going on. So,
wow.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for calling. And Barton in Eau Claire, on to you now. Hi.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Great program. I think one of the previous callers may have answered more of my question, which is the multi-city travel on FareCompare.com. So
sure, yeah.
I mean,
multi-city, we don't have it today, but it will be an option that's on there. We want to do that analysis just so people understand what this means is you leave from one city and come back to another, or you stop in one city and have surface transportation to another city and come back. And so you're going to be making multiple stops. The way airlines price these are each one of those legs is priced as what's called a half-round trip. Mm-hmm. So if you were, for example, going to Asia, you wanted to go to Hong Kong, and then you were going to take some other transportation to Beijing or something, another airline, and then come back from Beijing back to Minneapolis or Chicago. Right. Each one of those would be priced at half-round trips, and that's the way airlines price them.
Okay. Now, we're going to make a trip in July to Charleston, South Carolina from
sure.
O'Hare, and then a week later to San Francisco, California. And then a week later, back to Eau Claire. So I was wondering whether we should make it a multi-city travel or make a two-leg flight.
Yeah, so the way multi-city trips work, basically you have two types of connections. You have domestic connections, and that means they have to be within 4 hours. Otherwise, it's considered a whole new trip.
Okay.
International connections are 24 hours. So if you take a trip and then come back and then go a week later, from your final destination, it'll be considered two different trips. So you really, while you can try to do it that way, the pricing will be much higher than if you split the trips.
No. We are not between flights. But the multi-city will be, what you're saying is if I stay in one place for a week and then make the next leg,
yeah,
it'd be more expensive than just make a two-leg flight.
Yes.
Yeah, typically it would be, yeah. So you want to shop them as two separate trips. So multi-city would be when you're trying to end up ultimately doing what's called a circle trip usually, which means I'm going to leave from here, go for a while, stay at three or four different locations, hop from hop to hop, and then come back home. If you're going to be flying all over the world, they do have things called round-the-world tickets, which you can do as well, which are cheaper if you're making lots of stops and you want to have more flexibility and you don't know exactly when you want to leave. But, you know, ultimately, if you're going to use multi-city function, it's going to be priced as half-round trips all the way around. So you can try it, but typically it's going to be more expensive.
Good luck. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. We had a Facebook question from someone who says, we're flying to Miami from Minneapolis starting from Eau Claire the 4th of March to the 9th. But the airfare is over $500 a person. Is there any hope it'll go lower? Why is Florida so high? So they're going to Miami from Minneapolis, starting from Eau Claire.
Right. You have a couple things. You have the Eau Claire premium and the Miami premium.
Right.
So now let me do a couple things. First of all, Miami has an airport really nearby, Fort Lauderdale Airport, that's only about 30 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, prices into Fort Lauderdale are about $40 cheaper than into Miami round trip. So I definitely would look into Fort Lauderdale, first of all, because it typically runs cheaper than Miami in general. And I just took that same trip. I went into Fort Lauderdale and was in South Beach in 25 minutes in a cab. And so, I would definitely look at Fort Lauderdale. Eau Claire, usually when you look at that, you're adding another $30 to $40 each way just for the convenience of flying out of the regional airport. And right now, those tickets for that March trip, it sounded like it was early March. I didn't hear the dates exactly.
4th of March to the 9th.
Yeah, that must be around some of the spring break time frame, and that's why you're seeing that big bump in price. And the bottom line is it really, you're sitting here like 5 weeks before departure. You have maybe 2 or 3 weeks before you absolutely have to buy the ticket. Will it come down off of $500? Right now, I just don't expect prices to drop too much. That $500 is not likely to go up much more than $500. So I might wait a week and a half or two before I pull the trigger. You might get it in the low 400s and mid 400s, but I don't expect it to drop much.
Suzanne in Oshkosh, on to you now. Hi.
Hi. We are traveling to Montreal, hopefully in September, October, and it's two adults and a child, and we're flying from Wisconsin, and I'm just wondering the best way to get those tickets, if we should look, we thought about flying the Boston round trip and renting a car, or just flying, into Montreal. Do you have any advice on that?
A couple things. First of all, Montreal is far enough away from the U.S., so it's taxed like an international travel. So you have an extra bit of taxes on there. Typically, if you're doing domestic travel and to cities that are in what they call the buffer zone, which is a 200-mile buffer around the United States, the taxes are a little bit cheaper. So it makes Canada about $50 to $60 round trip more expensive, especially when you're going into Montreal, for example. Ticket prices on average from the north during that time frame, the price drops pretty dramatically at the end of August to Canada. So the good news is you're leaving in September or October, right?
Yeah. Right.
So I would definitely look at, out of Milwaukee, for example. I'm not sure which airport you didn't mention which one you were closer.
Well, it could be Green Bay, Appleton, Milwaukee, or even Chicago.
Yeah. Well, Chicago is going to be your best bet because Chicago has the most competition on that route.
Okay.
And also, you know, Air Canada and United have a pretty big partnership, and United has a big presence out of Chicago. Typically, that price point for that time of year would be about $370 round trip. That's what you want to shoot for.
Oh, nice. I can deal with that.
Okay. Good luck. Thank you very much for calling. And Beth in Sherwood, on to you. Hello.
Yeah, hi there. Hi, guys. How are you doing? Love listening to this because I've been trying to plan a trip to Paris for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, great.
Yes. And here's my question. we're leaving around April 23rd and coming back around May 8th, but, you know, those dates are a little flexible. And what I've been seeing is that the airfares out of Milwaukee, airfares out of Chicago are basically the same. They're about $840 round trip each ticket. Now, here's my question. When I look at seat availability, these seats are pretty much empty at this point. So would you recommend that I say $840, that's the best price I'm going to get, buy it, or should I wait and see? Because do you think, are they going to start lowering that price even more because the planes are so empty?
I can tell you right now that price is going to go up.
Okay.
So
I'm going home to buy the ticket.
If you're buying it for $840 all in, including all taxes, I would jump on it like yesterday.
Okay. Great advice because I've just been holding off. And, you know, I hope you don't mind. I was just listening to somebody calling about going to Montreal. Can I add a little tip to that?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay, because one of our kids lives up there, and so you can let that caller know. What we have found the most cost-effective way is to fly into Burlington, Vermont, and rent a car.
Yeah, no, Burlington tickets typically are going to be about $100 round trip cheaper than into Montreal directly. And if you rent a car, especially if you need a car anyway, that's a perfect way to do it.
Yeah, right, perfect. Right. Thank you, Beth.
Okay, sure. Have a great day.
And by the way, thanks, Beth. I learned about Burlington today. That's a new one for me.
All right. Tom in Eastman, on to you. Hi, Tom.
Good morning. I'd like to fly from a nonstop Lufthansa flight from O'Hare to Munich, Germany. And we're looking at probably the 20th through the 28th of March leaving and coming back in 3 weeks later, probably the middle of April.
Yeah, so let me take a quick look here while we're sitting here. So you're going to stay for 3 weeks approximately, right?
Approximately, yeah. It could be, you know, a couple days less or more. But.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll take a quick look. Typically what happens is that nonstops garner about anywhere from $100 to a $200 premium each way. Let me select Lufthansa here so I can take a look. So you wanted to leave at the end of April, right?
End of March,
yeah. So right now, at the end of March, it's looking like $823 nonstop on Lufthansa. That's an awesome price, all taxes included. That means the airfare itself is about $125 each way once you add in the fuel surcharges and taxes.
Oh.
So I would definitely buy that ticket right away. We had another caller that found $840 to Paris. If you find anything in the 800s for really travel for the next 3 or 4 months, I'd jump on it right away. That's part of this lingering sales that are occurring right now.
Is it any better, let's say, 18th or 19th or right around there of March than to go to 27th or 28th? Is there any difference of weeks?
Let me take a look here. 1 second. Yeah, no, it looks like it's about the same price. All of them are $823, all the entire month of March. The price jumps to $1,100 on March the 29th.
Oh.
So I better leave before the 29th.
You bet.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And we have Aubrey from Green Bay up with a question for you, Rick. So let's go there. Hi, Aubrey.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Aubrey.
Hi, my husband and I are flying to New York in May, late in May, and I'm just wondering, we're flexible on the date, but the 28th or 29th through June 4th or 5th, and I've checked out Fair Compare, and I'm just wondering if now is the best time to purchase, if the tickets are going to go any lower, if they're probably going to just get higher from here.
So I right now is right on the cusp of when you should start shopping for May. I think we're a little bit early for shopping for May. You know, if you can find a ticket price for that trip, right now I'm seeing prices under $200 round trip. I'd buy those right now. I expect fuel prices to sort of bounce around between $95 and $110 a barrel the next couple months. I think the airlines will try to push through a couple more increases. These tickets right at $200 round trip for going halfway across, you know, from sort of the middle of the country to the East Coast, I'd be jumping on that right now. And I see almost every day in May and June under $200 right now. That's a really good deal.
Okay, and also, what was I going to say? we're not frequent flyers at all, so we really don't know what we're doing. My husband's never flown.
Well, good. So you can go and get in line and have everybody be upset with you.
that'll be us, I'm sure. We're going to try to pack really light, and but as far as like we've looked at Priceline.com, is that like a big no-no? That whole auction thing, is that kind of like a
You know, name your own price is something that was really good probably several years ago. I think most of the retail prices right now are very similar. You're not going to be able to save yourself much. Knowing when you go, especially on your first flight, is really important.
Yeah.
Because what happens is that you'll get stuck on sort of an offbeat flight on a different time, and you don't really know it. And right now, they're not going to give you a ticket any much cheaper than $190 round trip. So I definitely would either go to the airline site, come to our site, to an OTA, but I would definitely buy that ticket. Now, I expect the prices to go up at least on that route, $30 to $40 in the next two
and
or 3 weeks.
Is there a better airport to fly into in New York?
Well, you know, domestically, a lot of flights fly into LaGuardia or into Newark, depending. I personally like to fly into Newark. I think it's a little bit easier to get in the city or LaGuardia. JFK is typically where you would go if you were going to transfer on transatlantic. It doesn't have as much domestic traffic, so I would be looking at LaGuardia or Newark.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And finally, we have the Mariah has the opportunity to go to Costa Rica sometime between September and November. Like to fly out of Madison, but could fly out of Chicago. What would be the cheapest time for us to fly into the airport in Liberia, Costa Rica? And we got September and November.
The good news is I'm pretty familiar with this because that's where I spent my vacation this winter over Christmas. So and I did fly into Liberia. So the good news is there's more flights going into Liberia. The fall is typically a little bit of an off-season time. It's good, especially after kids go back to school. The prices typically average into Liberia around $650 round trip. But during that time of year, it's usually around $550. So I definitely wouldn't start to look for my ticket until probably very late spring or early summer for that fall ticket.
Always a pleasure, Rick. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us. I assume you'll be with us again.
I hope to be, yeah. I wish I could answer the entire world's questions, I know. And you know, if they want to ask questions or you want to send them over to us, we'll be happy to answer a few of the people that didn't get through.
Oh, thank you so much. Rick Sini, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. So if you still have a question or two, go to faircompare.com and he'll try and get a few answered yet. I know we had lots of people who were online and really weren't able to get through. My apologies to you, but that's kind of the way it works around here. We're going to switch gears now and talk about a member of the University of Wisconsin community who passed away recently. Dr. James Crow left a lasting legacy, not just as a giant in the field of genetics, but as just a warm and wonderful person whose presence is going to be greatly missed. And two of his colleagues and friends join us next to talk about his life and legacy right here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.